4. Teaching about accidents. While most Palestinians ate only 2 meals a day, it was the custom of Jesus and the apostles when on a journey to pause at midday for rest and refreshment. And it was at such a noontide stop on the way to Philadelphia that Thomas asked Jesus, "Master, from hearing your remarks as we journeyed this morning, I would like to inquire whether spiritual beings are concerned in the production of strange and extraordinary events in the material world, and, further, to ask whether the angels and other spirit beings are able to prevent accidents." In answer to Thomas's inquiry, Jesus said, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you continue to ask me such questions? Have you failed to observe how the Son of Man lives as one with you and consistently refuses to employ the forces of heaven for his personal sustenance? Do we not all live by the same means whereby all men exist? Do you see the power of the spiritual world manifested in the material life of this world, save for the revelation of the Father and the sometime healing of his afflicted children? All too long have your fathers believed that prosperity was the token of divine approval, that adversity was the proof of God's displeasure. I declare that such beliefs are superstitions. Do you not observe that far greater numbers of the poor joyfully receive the gospel and immediately enter the kingdom? If riches evidence divine favor, why do the rich so many times refuse to believe this good news from heaven? The Father causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. The sun likewise shines on the righteous and the unrighteous. You know about those Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with the sacrifices. But I tell you these Galileans were not in any manner sinners above all their fellows just because this happened to them. You also know about the 18 men upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell, killing them. Think not that these men who were thus destroyed were offenders above all their brethren in Jerusalem. These folks were simply innocent victims of one of the accidents of time. There are 3 groups of events which may occur in your lives. 1. You may share in those normal happenings which are a part of the life you and your fellows live on the face of the earth. 2. You may chance to fall victim to one of the accidents of nature, one of the mischances of men, knowing full well that such occurrences are in no way prearranged or otherwise produced by the spiritual forces of the realm. 3. You may reap the harvest of your direct efforts to comply with the natural laws governing the world. There was a certain man who planted a fig tree in his yard, and when he had many times sought fruit thereon and found none, he called the vine dressers before him and said, "Here have I come these 3 seasons looking for fruit on this fig tree, and have found none. Cut down this barren tree. Why should it encumber the ground?" But the head gardener answered his master, "Let it alone for 1 more year, so that I may dig around it, and put on fertilizer, and then next year, if it bears no fruit, it shall be cut down." And when they had thus complied with the laws of fruitfulness, since the tree was living and good, they were rewarded with an abundant yield. In the matter of sickness and health, you should know that these bodily states are the result of material causes. Health is not the smile of heaven, neither is affliction the frown of God. The Father's human children have equal capacity for the reception of material blessings. Therefore does he bestow things physical upon the children of men without discrimination. When it comes to the bestowal of spiritual gifts, the Father is limited by man's capacity for receiving these divine endowments. Although the Father is no respecter of persons, in the bestowal of spiritual gifts he is limited by man's faith, and by his willingness always to abide by the Father's will. As they journeyed on toward Philadelphia, Jesus continued to teach them and to answer their questions having to do with accidents, sickness, and miracles. But they were not fully able to comprehend this instruction. 1 hour of teaching will not wholly change the beliefs of a lifetime. And so Jesus found it necessary to reiterate his message, to tell again and again that which he wished them to understand. And even then they failed to grasp the meaning of his earth mission until after his death and resurrection.